It's time for Brother Larry's Sinner's Sunday. Oh yeah. You tell him, Larry. Brother Larry coming at ya.
Thank you, Brother Dre. Thank you, Lariats, and welcome. Welcome, everyone, to Sinner's Sunday. Here we are on Easter's doorstep, huh? The most important day in the Christian calendar. But only for those in the know. I bet if you asked John Q. Public what the big one was, they'd say Christmas. But they'd be wrong. And if you asked me at one time, I'd have been in the Christmas camp myself. How can some solitary dude with a beard and sandals rolling back the stone on his own tomb compare with Santa Claus and presents and Budweiser Clydesdales pulling sleighs through the snowy woods? Even between the names, there's no contest. Christmas sounds like a holiday. It just does. Easter sounds like a device.
Hey, Bobby Joe. How you gonna get that rusty wheel off that old Dodge?
Easy. I picked up this here shiny new Easter. It's on sale at Harbor Freight. Have that wheel off in a jiffy.
Easter does sound like some kind of device or lever or tool, huh? Screwdriver, hammer, plier, scissor, cooler, shaker. That ER ending sounds utilitarian, doesn't it? And really, I'm not as nuts as you might think, because it is, far and away, not just the most important Christian holiday, it's also the most useful. The reason is simple, and I'm going to demonstrate it to you right now in a way that is vivid, maybe a little scary, and probably uncomfortable. I want you to imagine your own death. Not the event leading up to it, that's easy. And we've all done that before, probably a lot in our mid to late teens, huh? When many of us have a nutty romance with death, we dig skulls and coffins and all that goth and vampire crap, and we can imagine dying, usually heroically in battle, or taking a bullet for somebody, or maybe doing a spectacular Thelma and Louise off some sheer canyon wall. It's always big and cinematic and spectacular and dramatic. It's never in some beige hospital room under sickly fluorescence with tubes up your ass and QVC on the TV hawking zircon jewelry. But if you think about that imaginary scene, which I think all of us have had at one time or another, we always switch off our imaginations at the last breath. Have you ever gone farther than that? I haven't. But try it. Right now, let's say you have the cinematic demise, and now your lifeless corpse is entombed in a 66 Thunderbird at the bottom of some canyon in the Arizona desert. The search and rescue guys pull you out, and you wind up on a slab at the morgue, and then in a satin-lined box, or maybe finely ground ashes in an urn for all eternity. How does that sound? Not too cinematic. Or heroic. No, it's just horrible. Unthinkable. You can try to imagine yourself in that box or that jar, but it's just too painful. Or maybe nothingness, huh? The void of non-existence. How does that sound? Not so good either. If you were to distill the mission of the big dude with the sandals and beard from 2,000 years ago, taking it down to its most basic message and meaning, it could be articulated in two phrases with a grand total of 10 words. That's right, just 10 words. 1. Don't be an asshole. That's 4 words. 2. When it's over, it ain't over. That's 6 words. That second phrase, which is what Easter is all about. It's what he said throughout his life. Maybe more than anything else, he said it so many different ways because he wanted to be sure to put it in terms everyone could understand. Again and again and again, it was even one of the last things he ever said to the good thief who was beside him on Calvary Hill. Huh? He said, buddy, this day you will be with me in paradise. Which is terribly cool and a major validation of the statement, it's never too late. Easter is so many things, and chocolate bunnies and Easter bunnies and Easter lilies and so on. And how interesting that all these non-spiritual symbols are mined from the same place. A renewal, a continuation of life. Because no matter what, no matter how shitty or how fabulous our existence on this spinning ball, whether for just a few years or over 100, if it's really over when it's over, then what the hell's the point? That would make life the sickest joke in the canon of sick jokes. When you really analyze life, one thing drives it. Hope. Looking forward to the future. As a kid, we hope to do well in school. We hope Christmas or our birthdays are fun and profitable. We hope to get a job, hope to find a mate, hope to start a family, hope our kids are healthy and strong. Hope to be successful ourselves and have a good life. We really just move from one hope to another. Who are the saddest people we know? The hopeless. Without life after death, this life is meaningless. Think about it. Of all the people who have ever lived, all the world beaters and cajillionaires and dictators and legit leaders and stars and entertainers, after a while, they are forgotten. Plenty of people have no idea what a Beatle is or was or Elvis. Fame is fleeting. With one exception. JC. And what separated him from all the rest was what he did on Easter Sunday. He beat the odds and did something no one has done before or since. He rolled back the immutable finality of mortality and proved that when it's over, it is not over. Kind of a bigger deal than his birth in a manger, although that was plenty miraculous. Who among us has not stood beside a headstone where the words carved into it have been worn away only by a couple hundred years of wind and rain? Not some dude with a chisel or a jackhammer, just soft wind and gentle rain. Don't we use the phrase etched in stone to illustrate eternity? Not such an apt metaphor, is it? Same as rock solid. I've been through a few earthquakes here in LA, and let me tell you, rock is not very solid at all. Maybe the term we need to illustrate immutable truth and forever is JC solid. Because the Sphinx needs a nose job, and the pyramids are crumbling, and at some point they'll be as indistinguishable as the lettering on that old headstone, and eventually just dust. Same as your great-great-uncle Louis. But the spirit, the soul, that is forever. As J.C. proved on that glorious Sunday 20 centuries ago. And that's why it's the greatest holiday of all, when the darkness and gloom of death was forever blasted away by the light and life of his resurrection. Everyone should have a spiritual tool belt, things that get you through the rough patches in life. Why not make sure your belt has a loop for your Easter. That's the most important tool of all. Thanks for hanging with me again here at the Sinner's Sunday Chapel. There's plenty of ribs outside, and I personally tapped a fresh keg in the back for today. So, if you want to hang around a while and celebrate eternal life, might as well do it right, huh? If you want to support this ministry, go to patreon.com/thatlarryshow. We could use the help. Write to me at thatlarryshow@gmail.com or call the chapel at 302-71-LARRY. And if you like what we're doing, tell your friends. Come back and hang with me just down the street at the TNS Dojo this Tuesday or thereabouts for the regular show. God bless.